We are celebrating the identity. We are celebrating the fact that, you know, the country now is moving on as the war has stopped. And gather all our groups are being negotiated. There has been ceasefire, no more gunshot. And therefore, the people of South Sudan are looking forward to move on with the life, with a normal life, and they start building their country.
I was reading that the South Sudan Council of Churches said this week that there was nothing for South Sudanese to celebrate. For example, the council talked about the unattainable peace.
No, I don't think it is true. People of South Sudan have something to celebrate. The implementation of peace agreement has been going on well. The challenges that are still facing us are enshrined in the fact that the international community has not stand properly with the Republic of South Sudan. As you see, the army embargo is affecting the graduation of unified forces, which will be in charge of the security in the country.
Talking about the international community, I was listening to an audio piece, an interview that President Salva Kiir apparently gave to a Kenyan television station, where he seems to blame President Uhuru Kenyatta for protecting the so-called South Sudan coup plotters and treating them to a red carpet reception.
No, the president was just relaying what happened in 2013 according to the questions he was asked. He was not trying to go back because already he's moving forward, and the president is working to ensure that everything in South Sudan goes smoothly. So the president was just giving an example that all the parties that were fighting war are now in Juba and they are under his protection. That's what he actually was saying. And he meant that. He did not mean to go back to 2013 or 2016.
And so you are saying that the people of South Sudan are ready for celebration of the 10th anniversary of their independence?
Yes, Bati. You know, celebrating who you are, okay, it is always a must. Because if God has created you and you are alive and he keeps you going, you will be celebrating your birthday. You cannot get disappointed. Okay, you can be disappointed, but you cannot stop being what you are. South Sudanese are South Sudanese. And this is a country that did not come free. It was fought for. Millions of people died as a result of that identity. So why not? They can continue to celebrate that identity regardless of what happened.
What do you think is going to be the impact of COVID-19 on this celebration?
COVID-19 is real. That is why the government has suspended the celebration to just president giving a speech to the nation. So the president will be addressing the people of South Sudan from their homes, and the president will be addressing them live on the national television. It is because of we are observing the protocol for fighting COVID-19. That's why there is no celebration.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And again, happy 10th anniversary.
Thank you, my dear.